Just a few words before you continue, given the circumstances, and being the hottest year in the hottest Sunday in the year so far, that this Sunday the air conditioning is not working at all. They put a new air conditioning in, but they forgot to send the switch. Can you believe that? I told the guy who's in charge, bad planning. Well, if you're on good planning, you need to talk to me. But anyway, that's also called change the company. But anyway, today we have the last Sunday before the Ascension, but not the last Sunday of Easter. Next Sunday is the seventh Sunday of Easter. We will not celebrate Ascension Sunday. We will celebrate Ascension on Thursday, as it has been since the time of Christ. We have these beautiful words of our Lord reminding us that He is about to leave, but that He leaves in order for Him to send, and the Father to send in His name, that is, in His authority and in His power. That's what that means, in my name. When we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that's what we mean. In the power of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not just a memento in a picture album. It is real in its power. So in this same power, which is of the Trinity, three persons and one God, the Holy Spirit is sent, the Advocate, who is with us, who is to be with us until the end of time, till Christ returns in glory, and it will be the end of time, the end of this world, the end of air conditioners, and anything else. We will be in heaven, where we will neither need air conditioner nor heating. It will be perfect. Which, of course, we don't know what perfect is, because we are not in heaven. But that's where we're supposed to go. And so He begins to prepare us. They don't understand anything about it. Most likely you don't either, but that's okay. I do. But we are going to celebrate the glorious Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ this Thursday evening. And then we will have the novena commanded by Christ, which begins on Friday, of the Holy Spirit, until the feast, the next Sunday, of Pentecost, which is, after Easter, the most important feast of all. And then after that, Christmas. But Easter and Pentecost are the most important feasts, and they concern persons of the Trinity. So let us try to live them, to relive them, to pray, to read the Scriptures, and to know what it is that we are celebrating. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not going to read the bulletin. If